Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Nick Sirianni's press conference coming up in just a couple minutes here. We'll get to some X factors that we have for the game on Sunday. We'll guess the takes, Hugh Douglas's favorite segment on a Football Friday, coming up later in the show. You people, the same people. Game parlay for the Eagles and the Niners and all our picks for Wild Card Week. And our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. We asked today, as we get closer to Sunday, are you getting more confident or more nervous? Hugh, where do you think people are coming down on this one?
Confident, 75%.
You've had a good week guessing these Twitter poll results. It's one of your best ones in a while.
Which means he's due for a stinker.
Yeah, I know. 68% getting more confident. Yeah. You think that the percentage has changed when they heard Hugh at 10:05?
Yes.
They go birds?
The wrong way.
Yes. I think they heard me talk about how special this time is.
The
man.
Lady in the car.
Well, yeah, that was that kind of set it off. But this is a special time.
It is special time. It is.
Well, my question is: now we're almost 2 hours in. Yep. Have you gone further or closer to guaranteeing an Eagles win?
I'm getting closer. Okay. I do. I feel more confident as the day goes. I think it's all our callers actually with all the pump up speeches. Yeah. We had a new one. Ian doesn't usually do that. Ian, I mean,
I don't know if he was ready, but
you know what?
Yep.
Sometimes you just got to step up in life. We're not all ready for things. You just got to step up. Like, Hugh wasn't ready for the lady who, you know, was rolling her window down this morning.
And she was waving, and I just wasn't ready.
Or like, he wasn't ready for the show today.
Yeah. Wasn't ready.
Well, you did guarantee a victory, though.
I did.
Yeah.
I believe that in my spirit.
See, at one point about 20 minutes ago, you said they're going to kick the Niners' ass, and that got us all to feel like, yeah! Well, and then you're like, well, 21 points.
Well, if you win by 3 or win by 23, an ass whooping is an ass whooping.
That's not an ass whooping.
Well, it's different between getting dragged.
That's what I want to drag the Niners.
No, they ain't going to drag the Niners.
Why? They could.
I just don't think that's going to be – I just don't envision that happening, not being dragged. They're going to win. They're not going to drag them.
You know, if our offense wakes up, it could be – they could drag the Niners.
It's a big old if.
Well, sure. I mean, if they listen to you, more Tank Bigsby on that football.
Yo, how many – again – we just watched a game where you played against one of the worst run defenses.
I don't count the Commanders.
Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah. But okay, when you talk about the strategy, if you're talking about strategizing, you play one of the worst run teams in the NFL.
Yep.
And you threw the ball 40 times.
You know, the more the week goes on, the more I believe the Eagles did not want to win the football game on Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't think they wanted to beat the Commanders. I'm dead serious.
And if that's the case, Joe, then somebody definitely needs to get slapped.
Well, maybe they thought maybe they wanted to play the Niners.
You got
to
go into games.
Wait, maybe this was strategic. Maybe they wanted to play the Niners and then wanted to play the Bears.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
So then, in that case, you got to throw it out.
Okay, well, if that's what you got, what you wanted, now you have to go out there and prove me wrong about the way that you've been running this offense the whole time.
Well, I mean, that's
anemic.
Yeah, sure. The players also have to step up and play.
We've spent
a lot of time on the coaches this week, and it's a big coaching game, right? I mean, let's be real about it. It's Kyle Shanahan. It's Vic Fangio. We'll get to the other side, which is an interesting matchup as well, with Petullo against Robert Saleh. It's a major coaching matchup. I understand that. Players got to step up. I mean, you always talk about this man for man, right?
Like man to man. Man whoop a man.
Well, our men are better than their men when our offense are on the field, aren't they?
Grown ass men. Yes, yeah. I do believe that.
I mean, our combination of 11, even if you say Jalen hasn't been great this season, whatever, he's certainly been good enough. Our combination of 11 should be so much better than their 11 on defense.
I give you that.
Okay.
I give you that.
I like our men.
I don't like their men.
Raining men.
Raining men. Hallelujah. But this offense has proven to be inept at times. So, yeah, that has me a little worried.
While we wait for Nick Sirianni, I want to argue with Ty. Ty is up on WIP. Hey, Ty.
Ty arguing about.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Ty, what's up?
I'm going to keep it real. Mm-hmm. I'm a Niners fan.
Oh, jeez.
And if it's any team I wanted to play, it's the Eagles.
Don't lie. Ty, you want to play the Eagles over the Panthers?
Here we go.
Ty, you wanted to play the Eagles? You wanted to play the Eagles over the Panthers? Why do you lie to everyone listening?
I mean, the Panthers, but I wanted the one seed. If not the one seed, I want the Eagles.
I want the Eagles.
Why? They're going to 3-0. They won't beat us in time and possession. They're not going to stay on the field. Teams that beat the Eagles this season, they beat us on time and possession. They stayed on the field. I don't think the Eagles can do that. And I don't think they had a personnel to beat us with two high safeties all game. And once they drop that safety, Brock Purdy start throwing bullets.
Bullets? Where were the bullets last week against the Seahawks?
But listen, Seahawks, we played two times. Y'all didn't even beat Dallas two times. It's hard to beat someone two times. We beat them already. We split.
So it's excuses. It's excuses. Yeah, I get it. You made excuses.
It's not an excuse. Well, we were down Trent Williams, and he practiced yesterday, and so was Ricky Pearsall. So we won't be without them. And I just don't – unless y'all offense just magically just start run blocking great, I don't think y'all beat us. I just wanted to be a close game. I just wanted to be on Nick Sirianni, the coach. When he wins, he blows people out. When it's a close game in the playoffs, he loses. When he went in the playoffs, it's a blowout. He don't win close games in the playoffs.
Well, the Rams game was a close win last year. You're right.
The one,
yeah, you're
the
right.
One he won.
Yeah, primarily they have won by blowouts.
They would have blocked.
Hold on. Shanahan's not a great game manager in close games. I mean, that dude's like the king of blowing leads.
We either can't go blowing leads because we're passing. He won't pass versus the Eagles. He's going to watch that Ben Johnson tape. He's going to send a million people in motion. Mm-hmm. We're going to do the same thing the Bears did. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to call in Monday after you lose?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
look, I'm looking forward to it, Ty. All right, Ty, appreciate the phone call. That's enough.
You know, I don't think he heard that I guaranteed.
The cat got Douglas's tongue there. I was afraid you were agreeing with some of that.
Oh, no, I was listening to what he had to say. Okay. And he didn't really have any meat on the bone.
Well,
you know
I mean, obviously not.
Well, it was just weird to me that anybody would have that take after I guaranteed.
I know, man. You did. What, all 10 toes down.
That should have been
10 of them.
Not a single toe down, Mike. I got to say, it's been a tough performance by the two Niners fans that have called in.
Yeah.
One was halfway to Columbia with his passport.
He's trying to get that passport.
And he knew what he was saying was a joke. And then our last caller here tried to tell me he'd rather play the Eagles than the Panthers, which is, you know, we know that's
probably
not true.
Yeah, he probably.
Everyone wanted to play the Panthers. I mean, it's a bye week for the Rams.
You know, I wouldn't blame him if he just forgot the Panthers existed.
I think most except Hugh have forgotten the Panthers are in the dance.
When you brought them up, it sounded like he was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, besides
yeah,
that.
That's going to be, yeah. That's gonna, yeah. We'll get there. We'll get there eventually.
Your Panthers?
Yeah. No, not my Panthers. My Eagles playing this weekend. We're gonna handle our business.
Mm. Guaranteed?
Yeah, guaranteed.
More. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni.
What you've accomplished over the years, but do you still get nerves heading into big-time games like this? I mean, if not nerves, what is just the general feelings as big games, do-or-die games approach?
Yeah, I always get nerves. That doesn't matter. Every game we play, you have butterflies going into the game. I think that's normal. That's good. I like it. And it doesn't matter how many big games you've coached in, played in. I think you always have butterflies going into the game. There's so much that you put into it. And, you know, once the game starts, those go away. But, you always have that feeling going into the game.
having a team with as much playoff experience as you have, how does that show up?
Yeah, you know, every team's different. This is this team's first playoff game. This is the 2025 Eagles' first playoff game. So, you know, every team's different, but, you know, you have had a lot of guys that have played in big-time games, and, you know, that's always important. You know, I think that shows up through, you know, just the little things, the fundamentals, the details, and everything like that, the moment not being too big, all those different things.
Nick, you had said last time we talked, you feel the offense has found an identity. I was wondering if you could expand a little more on what you view the identity of this offense.
Yeah, I won't get into that with scheme stuff or anything like that. But, you know, identity are things and themes that you want to be able to do, and you want to be able to do them well. And, you know, you're still, you know, working on that. You're still trying to play your best game by the end of the year, and you're still growing every day.
If I can follow up on Dave's question from Monday on the health of the team, is that part of a?
You think I remember Dave's question from Monday?
I did.
Did I tell you good question?
You actually did.
Yeah. Oh, good. There you go.
is that part of the scope of a head coach is like his job in terms of injury prevention and the maintenance of the players, things of that nature?
Yeah, most definitely. Everything that's on that field and is, I look at everything as my responsibility, every single thing that shows up. And so, you know, definitely that's a big part of it. Again, at the end of the day, the head coach has to make the decisions on how much you practice, when you take some time off, when you do this. That doesn't mean that you don't go through and get good information and good insight from every different party, but every different party has their own, you know, things that they're looking at. And so at the end of the day, as a head coach, you have to make sure you're doing the things to make sure your guys are fresh while also making sure they're ready, you know, for that football game, and making sure that their skills are being sharpened and ironed out every single day of the week. So there's always a balance with that. And so, but again, you have every department that you seek information from. But that you got to also understand that every department is seeing it in a different lens, and I have to see it through the big picture of it. So, yeah, every part of that in my mind is my responsibility. But I have great people to help me out. But that's the mode you always have to be in as a head football coach. And I think that's the only way to really look at it and get better on, you know, continuously. When you're, you know, putting yourself through the grinder on every different thing, you know, because everything out there, you know, my Howie's responsibility.
What have you seen from Lane in practice this week, and what's it been like having him back?
Yeah, obviously Lane's a phenomenal football player, so anytime he's on the field, you know, you're pumped about that. Yeah, you know, he's been, you know, he's continuing to grind through, and he's a warrior. He does everything he can possibly do to be out there with us, and yeah, it's always good to have him back on the field.
How much do you study to be a really good scheme and culture fit for you guys since he's got here? What is it about him that has worked so well with what you guys do?
You love guys that have high attention to detail, that are tough, that are obviously very talented football players, that love the game of football. He checks all those boxes. Everything you look for when you're looking for guys in a draft, or you go through all those different things, you're always looking for that. Like, cause I always say that to you guys, like guys that love football, that are tough, that have high football IQ, that love this game, you know, God willing, find the way to reach their ceiling. And I think he checks all those boxes.
How much in your game management preparation or, you know, fourth down decision-making do you study the opposing coach, and does that ever influence how you approach it that game?
Yeah, that's a good question, Jeff. Yeah, always look at their decision making and go through that process. You know, if we're just talking fourth down, you go through all the fourth downs from the. You sharpen your skills by going through all the fourth downs that were called that week, or maybe not called that you may have went for. and you watch those, you put yourself through it as you look at it. Hey, what would I do right here? Good, boom, bam. And then at the end of that process, you go through their decisions, or at least I do. That's what I do. And go through their decisions, you know, because you have to be able to help coach the defense out on that of when they like to go for it, when they, you know, when they don't, all those different things, make the players aware of it. So that's always part of my process. Do I change based off of, I think your second part of that question was, do I change based off of what they do? No.
Couple more?
This week, Kyle Shanahan has been discussed as a real advantage for the Niners in terms of his offensive scheme. I was wondering, when you're going up a head coach like that, does it motivate you at all in terms of just one-on-one and how he's talked versus sometimes how you're discussed?
No, this isn't a one-on-one game. Never has been, never will be. You know, I think that you see some things too. It's like this quarterback versus this quarterback, or this, whatever it may be. It's not a one-on-one game. It's the most ultimate team game. And it always will be. And I think that those are fun things to discuss. There's no doubt. But yeah, this takes all the entire building against their building. That's why it's so much fun of a game.
All right.
All right, there was Nick Sirianni with the press conference.
Short and to the point.
That's right. 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, live from the Tasty Cake Studios. Nick Sirianni, short and sweet to the point. I guess the most interesting there, a couple things. One, about the injury stuff. He's not going to give much away, but Lane was limited yesterday. We'll see what he is today in their walkthrough. Hugh, the other thing that stood out was, I guess on Monday, he expressed optimism they had found an identity, and then they tried to kind of dig deeper on, well, what's the identity?
Yeah, that was weird.
He didn't want to talk about the identity.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. But, that's Coach Sirianni in a nutshell. I mean, he could be weird. But I'm excited. Sounds like he's ready to get back to the game plan. Figure out what they're going to do this weekend.
Do you think they found an identity?
No.
Okay.
I don't. But that's because we've had a whole season of trying to figure it out, and you haven't figured it out yet. I think they're going to play well this weekend, but I think it's going to be disjointed like it's always been.
So I think when we talk about identities, I think they're always – everyone's thinking about offense. Their identity is their defense.
Yeah.
Isn't this their identity?
Yeah.
And we know with it. The way, if they're going to win the Super Bowl again, they're going to do it a specific way. They're going to play great defense, and they're going to do everything they can to get to 24 points in a game. I mean, and I think it's going to be more running than passing, but, well, you know, I don't think it has to be either way.
Their offensive identity is just don't make mistakes.
Yeah, that is it.
And maybe that's what he was talking about, and he didn't want you to know that. Because
I just told everybody.
Well, you cat's out the bag. Now Kyle told everybody.
Sorry, Nick.
It's hard to change this offense this late in the game. And I was calling for that. When I say change, I mean not so much change what you're doing, but at this point to execute what you're trying to execute.
Of course.
I don't think that's the case. So you try to marry as much as you possibly marry the successful plays to other plays as much as you possibly can and go out there and win.
Yep.
The formula, I've been saying this for weeks. Score 21 points. Try to figure out a way to help your defense out as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, 20,
they're going to keep you in the game.
21 feels a little bit low for my liking.
It is, Joe, but it's a little bit low.
Yeah, a little bit low. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, where are you at? More confident, more nervous than you were as the week started on this football front? What's the gut feeling today? I know you're willing to guarantee a win. I mean, Kyle guaranteed a win on our first segment. Hugh joined him, in
solidarity.
Well, in some ways.
Solidarity.
Did you feel it was a strong guarantee?
Yes, I did. I felt
it was a strong guarantee. You said it was going to be close, tight, and there was going to be boosts.
It was a strong guarantee, and it was truthful. It was said with a lot of heart and truth. It was heartfelt.
It really hits home when Joe reminds that he said there will be boos.
Yeah.
They're going to boo him, but I guarantee they're going to win it again.
No,
it's going to be some booing. It's the playoffs. It's going to be a little
bit. That's
a good point. I mean, it's a pretty safe bet.
It's going to be some booing.
That we will boo.
It's going to be some.
Yeah, I would say two out of three home playoff games last year. I didn't think there was any boost. They forced the fumble in the opening kickoff last year against Green Bay. Right? They scored in the first possession. Jalen threw a touchdown. He had a million years to throw with great blocking. And then they never went down in that
all
game.
All that tells me is that we're due.
Yeah, we're due.
I'm just saying, there doesn't have to be booze, guys.
Well, there's been a lot more booze at the link this year than there were last
year. Well, whose fault is that?
That's why I feel like I am not out of order by saying that there might be some.
It's just not. It's not guaranteed energy.
It is guaranteed energy because we can still boo. How many times have we booed as fans and still left the stadium feeling good?
Yeah, every week. Yeah.
We booed them on banner night.
Yeah. And
deservingly so.
Listen, we are a unique city. No question about that. And we fan hard. We fan super hard. And a lot of times it's misunderstood by people outside. I hear people all the time. It's like, oh, Eagle fans aren't appreciative. Yes, they are. You just don't know what it's like to be here.
High standards.
You know, it is that. So much so that we eat our own. We will talk bad. Like, if you say something bad about the team, we're going to talk bad about you because you talking bad about the team.
Well, you know.
That's the energy that we ooze. We exude that. So it is what it is.
I tried to get this whole city to boo the Phillies.
It was a good day.
And it was made out to be a clown.
Yeah, you were. They memed you with the clown.
But we still love you.
They played well after that. I mean,
They did. Topper mentioned it after the game.
Credit, maybe
19 runs.
Maybe the midday show deserves some credit for that.
About you with that ridiculous thing that you was trying to get people.
Well, he was right.
Well, it wasn't ridiculous.
He was right about that.
And clearly, it resonated.
They earned it.
You know, and it's funny, like me being reflective.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is that as much as people are upset with us, they call and talk bad about us every day. And you people, they say mean and hurtful things to us every day.
They're in your head again?
Oh, no, I'm just saying. I appreciate that.
I know.
It's reflective. I'm being reflective.
Again, I appreciated your guarantee, Hugh. I'm interested.
I don't think you did.
No, oh, I didn't.
Well,
I don't think you did.
I appreciate the spirit of it, but when you tell me it's going to be tight to where we're booing, yet it's a guarantee, it hurts.
It's going
to
be tight.
It's going to be tight.
21-17.
No, well, I'm with you, but that's why I haven't gotten to the level of guarantee.
Wait a minute, didn't Miami win last night by the skin of the team?
Yes, but guarantee.
Wait a minute, the point that I'm trying to make is this.
I think the spirit of it is the problem.
Like, yeah,
no. But the game went down to the final play.
Yeah, but they're still alive. And Michael Irvin is acting like he was playing.
More than still alive, man.
Yeah, they're going for the net.
Yeah, right.
But
at no point was it felt guaranteed. Never mind. Mary, let's go to the phone lines here. Mario in Northeast Philly. What's up, Mario?
One second. Oh, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm in here chopping up heads today.
That's right.
He been getting them haircuts.
Yeah, we know.
Them haircuts. Hey, I'm feeling real confident today, especially with Kyle dropping that Rocky beat on Q.
There we go. So what do you feel? We got this, Mario?
Yo, yeah, we got it. The only way this is going to stop is if Vegas dropped that call in. That's the only way we're going to lose.
Yeah, we can't do that. No, that better not happen.
Hey, but y'all might laugh at me. I hear y'all clowning and stuff, but y'all better watch out for them Panthers. I got a bad feeling, especially if we don't do good and we end up losing. I just got something real sneaky with them Panthers. I don't know, but we'll see.
I'm rooting for them. If they could take out the Rams, you know, how about
all
this?
I got to say, Mario, you're not alone, bro.
Yeah, but they're not. I mean, hold on. I'm going to guarantee a Rams win, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see it, Mario, but I will be rooting like heck for them. Mario, good phone call, man. Good hearing from you. Yeah, look, if the Panthers somehow pull it off, and let's say the Packers also win, you know what we get next week, right? We get Houston Panthers here in Philadelphia.
Carolina.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
What is Hugh going to do?
What do you mean?
Well, we know what happened last year with the Panthers.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
You went Benedict Douglas on us last year.
I mean, but I do feel like the Panthers could be somewhat of a dark horse. I feel like that.
They're 8-9.
And they snuck into the playoffs.
Well, because they play in the worst division.
That's the definition of a dark horse.
A dark horse to do what?
To win it all.
Whoa. Oh, stop it.
No, okay, hold on. Okay, I'll pull that back a little bit.
Please.
That was a lot.
All right, you know what? Now I don't want you to guarantee an Eagles.
Oh, okay. My God.
That was a lot.
You
that
are. You're
but off your they locker. Are a dark horse.
Here's
they are a dark
here's
horse.
A guarantee. 10 toes down. The Panthers are not winning the Super Bowl.
No, I mean, I was.
No
okay, I was,
shot.
Okay, that was a little. That was a lot.
10.5-point home underdogs.
They're going to be, I feel like they could be a dark horse.
I didn't like how seriously you said.
Yeah, you did. That bothered you, huh?
Yeah, if somehow Packers and Panthers win and we get the Panthers here next week, we're starting the conversation on the Panthers next week with the clip of Hugh saying they can win it all.
Yeah, and I'm gonna get ridiculed. Yeah, you talk about eating your young and you're eating your people. They're gonna kill me.
Now the question
I will include zero context.
Oh yeah, will Hugh?
You know what? That's always the best when there's no context whatsoever.
You right on the
yeah. Will Hugh go on Carolina radio again and rip the Eagles before the matchup?
Man, I ain't going on radio with nobody in the playoffs.
You did that last year during
not during the playoffs.
I know
it was during the regular season.
Just saying,
in the playoffs, the energy is a little different. Because some folks, they called me a cat. I'm like, man, I ain't trying to talk to y'all.
No, you should take the calls and then talk trash.
You big-time San Fran radio.
Yes, I did.
I know. Wow.
Yes, I did.
All
I ain't
right,
got
you know what?
Hey, listen, man, I ain't trying to talk to
that's
y'all.
Good. That's gross.
We ain't cool.
No, I think it'd be funny if you went on and talked trash to the opposing city. Now, that'd be fun. Yeah, like, you guys suck.
I ain't even returning for it. I'm that cat. Look at, you know how you look at people look at their phone and be like, man.
Well, that's the next step. First was airing us out. To the enemy station.
Well,
not even picking up the phone.
No, y'all know y'all family.
It is gross, but you did air us out to the station.
How'd I air you out?
I mean, that was a
y'all
joke.
Y'all air me
did.
Out every day.
Yeah.
What are you talking
we
about?
We do it in front of you.
Yeah, right to your face.
Yeah, it was not behind your back.
right to your face.
You thought we couldn't
we
hear
look you in the eyes.
I didn't think that. I
you
knew.
Did.
You snuck behind our backs.
Every time I open my mouth, I know there's a good chance that I'm going to get it. In trouble for something.
Yeah.
You got to be okay with that.
Like Coach Mangini yesterday.
Man, yeah. I ain't heard from him, but, you know.
And who NBA. Was it? I can't think of his name, but we used to sit there in the meetings.
You drowning.
Was it? Mangini. Nick Mangina.
No. When Kyle said, you're drowning for what it's worth. Kyle. I know how to tread water. As bad as this sounds to you.
No, you don't.
Hey,
you drowned and then called him Mangina.
No, listen.
That's the opposite
as this sounds
of treading
to you,
water.
It sounds great. It's all right to me.
No. Hold on. You sunk like a rock to the bottom of that pool. That was the opposite.
I was so comfortable.
Well, too comfortable.
No. I forgot what I was thinking. That's clear. Yeah, it was a joke. You know how you say somebody, you know, like, it's like middies. When you say a man,
no,
it's like middies.
Stop.
It was kind of the same thing.
I often say that we're going to submit different portions of the show for the Marconi Award. Next year, I think, just to make them laugh, we just send in the Eric Mangini nonsense. And just see what
I'm
the response
see,
is.
I'm going to see Mangini this
one's going to get submitted
too.
To like the FBI or something.
I'm gonna see Mangini this summer too.
Oh, you probably should apologize. Let's go to John.
I'm not apologizing.
You should. You called him on the air in Philadelphia. I mean, thousands of people heard you say that. Never. I mean, we've replayed it five times. So, all right, let's talk to John in Philadelphia. What's up, John? John.
Yo, Kyle. What's up, man?
John, what's up, buddy?
What's up? Hey, look, man. I'm not scared of the 49ers. Our identity is this defense. So. If the offense can put up anywhere between 24 to 30 points, that's a plus.
How much?
The identity is the defense, bro. Like that's
how many points? Wait a minute, I missed that, John. How many points you say?
Anywhere between 24 to 30. But we can still win without that.
Okay.
We can still win without that.
Gotcha. I just want to make sure I heard you right.
Yeah, the offense putting that up is a plus. We gonna ride the defense, bro.
Ride the D all the way. I mean, that's what they have to do here. Between 24 and 30 points, John. I mean, you heard it, John. Good phone call. 24 and 30. That's what he said with the points.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's going to happen, though.
You don't think they're going to get to 24 points on Sunday?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
How are you the one guaranteeing
you
a victory?
You can't be trusted, man.
I think they're going to win, but they're not getting to 20. They're not getting
to
20.
Come on, here we're going to kill them.
Against this defense, they're not getting to 24 points.
No.
Then I'll say this. It's a disappointing offensive day, even if they win the game. If they're under 24.
Whoa, style points.
Well, I mean.
We're not doing style. Joe, listen, this is where I have to stop you.
Not going to stop.
No. We are not doing style points in the playoffs, Joe. We ain't doing style points. Listen, I let you have your style points. Like I let you have that all season long.
Yep.
We ain't doing style points in the
specifically
playoffs,
on the offense. It is a success. Is it? I'll ask you the question then,
Joe,
if you don't want to say it.
Put your foot down. Stand up, Joe.
Is it a successful offensive day if they're under 24 against this team?
No, it's a successful offensive day.
If they win, tell you.
That's
stop.
It. Joe, we are not
brick
Joe.
By brick.
Darn it, Joe. I'm standing up. We are not doing style points, Joe. We ain't doing style points in the playoffs. We're not doing that. I'm sorry.
You know,
I'm sorry for standing up.
I thought that would be a lot
but
more threatening
than it
was.
Not doing style points. You know, we're not doing that.
You know what's funny? Hugh has admitted that he gets a little startled when I stand up. I'm laughing when he stood up. Like, all right.
I lost all credibility. Huh?
Sit back down. Man,
I don't think you got that fire in your eyes anymore.
Sit back down.
My mic came out. It's broke. Wait a minute. Okay, now.
You broke your mic?
I think I did. When I stood up, you move my hand stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we're not. Man, listen. We're not doing style points in the playoffs. I'm serious about that. We cannot. We cannot do that in the playoffs.
It's not a good offensive day against this defense if we don't get a 24.
It's a good offensive day if we score more points than the team that we're playing against.
Now I got to ask you a question.
What?
If we win the game 7-6, you're going to come in here Monday and say the offense had a good day?
I'm going to say we are going to the next round of the playoffs.
Well, that's fine. But did the offense have a good day scoring 7?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that regardless. If they go out there and score 30 points, let's be honest, we're going to complain about that.
No.
Yes, we are, because we're going to complain about something that happened in the game.
30's good.
Oh, well, you know, Jalen didn't make that last throw, or Tank didn't get in his own. We're going to complain. That's what we do. We are spoiled as a fan base. That's a fact.
400 yards and 30 points. I will say nothing but nice things about the offense.
No, you're not.
I promise.
No, you're not, Joe. No, you're not.
400 yards and 30 points. I will say nothing but nice things.
And then we'll find something else to say. Joe, the bottom line is this. We win this game. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if Jalen fumbles and gives the ball back to the 49ers and we go out on the field and the defense scoops it up in the waning moments of the game and take it to the house. And we win the game. As long as we win, that's all I care about. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Starts with San Francisco.
With San Francisco.
Is it in the notebook?
It's in the notebook.
Okay. Well,
Joe,
it's all that matters.
There are no easy ways out.
Never.
And there are no shortcuts home. Just remember that. As we go through this. A win is a win.
You're winning me back.
That's it.
That was his best performance. You standing up was the best thing that's happened all day.
That was Sam.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
We did laugh at it, but it's good. Drayton's up in Charlotte. What's up, Drayton?
Right in his face.
Yo, what's up, gentlemen? How we feeling?
Hey, Drake, what's up?
Hey, you know, how are we going to get upset about at Hugh for his back comments and Joe's talking about what he just said? I think Kyle caught it. I definitely caught it, but
I'm just talking ball here, Drayton. That's all. We're trying to get ready for a football game. We're talking ball.
Just fellas talking ball.
Yep.
Now, unlike you, I live in non-reality. All right? And I'm going to recklessly
That's very much like
go ahead and get your reckless speculation on, dog. Go ahead and go for it.
All right. This is it. This is the time of year where nothing matters. All right? Everybody wants to talk about what we aren't. And I'm here to tell you about what we are, especially that defense. So battle-tested, built for the trenches, and we have the quarterback to take it down the line. I heard yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, we were going on about how Jalen's a B-minus in the playoffs because of a Bucs game his rookie year and then the 2023 game. That man has ice in his veins, especially in the biggest games of the year. These are the biggest games of the year until you get to the big one. You don't survive in this league without a few scars, and that's what we have, you know, with the offensive line. They've got a few scars. They're not feeling real good. Lane Johnson, maybe or maybe not, is there. Trent Williams, maybe or maybe not, is there. It doesn't matter. We have earned toughness on this defense. When Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, Brandon Graham, Cooper DeJean, and the rest of the defense gets after the quarterback, games tilt, routes speed up, throws get forced, momentum flips, and once that crowd gets rolling in the length,
you call for it one more time.
It's over. Nobody wants to play in Philadelphia in January. Nobody. I don't care what those bummy friggin' 49ers fans call and have to say, they're a bunch of losers. We want our lick back from 2023, and damn it, we're going to get it. I'm guaranteeing a win.
Oh,
no Eagles.
There we go, Drayton. Ended with a guarantee.
Eagles! Oh, Hugh, that's how it's done.
That's a big time phone call by Drayton.
It was a little feeble.
What do you mean feeble? Yeah. He guaranteed. That was more than your guarantee earlier.
My guarantee is was on point.
Wow.
Your reasoning was go Birds. Let's go to Juan in Honeybrook.
But you know, fair.
It is. Yeah, go Birds. What's up, Juan?
Go Birds, baby.
Go Birds, Juan. What are you feeling?
Man, listen, man. That 12th man is going to play a big role on Sunday, man. You know what I mean? Like, I believe that, you know, we've been playing mediocre, but our 12th man is no other like Philadelphia, man. Like, you know, last time we played them, it was a horrible time for them. It was not a good experience for them. But we need to Hugh has no clue. We have to call that new show because he is just, like, lost in the sauce. He worry about going to Atlanta. Like, come on, man, please.
That's true.
Priorities here.
I don't know if his head's in this right now.
Juan, what are you talking about, Juan? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you. Taking Ike Reese with you to go to Atlanta, bum-ass Atlanta.
Stealing from our city.
Wait a minute. So why are you mad at me? Because we trying to be head coaches and get this
You're
bread?
You're a hater, man. You need some haterade.
How? Because we're trying to get this bread. I'm trying to get my people paid.
You're taking away some of Juan's favorite people in Philadelphia for your own selfish pursuits.
But we trying to get this bread, though.
Nah, we don't care.
Pretty much.
You know what, Juan? I don't know what to say.
I never hated on nobody on the station, but man, you.
But now,
wow!
But you've done it now,
on a playoff week, looking for a job somewhere else.
I feel bad.
You hurt Juan. Apologize to Juan.
I almost apologize,
but I'm not gonna do it.
Juan, you're right. He should apologize to the whole city. You're right about this.
Yeah, I mean, we need to throw eggs at his house. Like
we
did Petula.
Well, no eggs at people's house.
You know what, Juan? If you throw eggs in my house, you got bread. Because eggs ain't cheap.
Eggs like, are not cheap. Yeah, we can't waste the eggs.
And if you do that, let me know when you're going to do it, because I'm going to be outside trying to catch them.
I'm only kidding, man.
Oh, no, it's cool, man. But if you want to throw eggs, I'll let you know I stay, because I'm going to catch those. Eggs ain't cheap.
That's how vicious fans we are, man. You know, we don't play no games. You know that.
Yeah, it's especially on a playoff week.
This is a unique place, man.
There's no question about that. This is a unique place.
I mean, listen, check this out real quick before you guys hang up on me. how many quarterbacks that are in the playoffs have won the Super Bowl right now? The quarterbacks that are in the playoffs.
Sam Darnold? Matt Stafford. I'm sorry.
Stafford, Hurts, Aaron Rodgers. Is that it? I think those are the only three.
That is it.
Yep.
Who has the most experience in the last 5 years going to the playoffs? Out of those three.
Matt Stafford.
Well, but Hurts has made it every year. Stafford has missed one of the years. So it's Hurts is the answer.
Hurts is the answer, exactly. And when the lights is bright, who shows up?
Jalen, you can't deny. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen's played the two Super Bowls, he's played incredible football.
Phenomenal. Like, we lost by his fumble. That's the only reason we lost that game, because he would have had two.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was the best game, really, he's ever played. Juan, you guaranteeing a win on Sunday?
Let's go, Birds, baby!
Let's go, Juan!
That was a non-answer.
I know, but it's okay. I think it's an A-plus call.
It is an answer, because it's go, Birds. If you're saying go, Birds, that means you think the Birds are going to win,
well,
right?
Well, yeah. Asked me if you guaranteed it.
Everyone says go, Birds every week here. I mean, that's not a guarantee.
I mean, yeah.
It's not...
Can't argue
he
that.
Did come after you. I mean, he's got a point. On a week that we're trying to get ready to win a playoff game,
that I'm leaving.
You're taking people love in Philadelphia, like Ike Reese, out of the city for your own selfish pursuits.
Can I? We're going to come back. We're going to probably get fired. Ain't no probably to it. We're going to get fired.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're going to get fired. But our bank accounts are going to be a little nice.
But
gonna be nice.
Juan doesn't care about your bank account. He wants the Birds to win. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones. Are you confident in an Eagles win? Nervous? Confident? Where are you feeling? What's the gut feeling on this Friday? And are you willing to guarantee a victory? Plus, let's throw out some X factors for this game on the other side. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Well, that's a beautiful sound right there, man.
You ready, Hugh? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We are ready. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gillio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. All right. We spent a lot of time this week talking about a lot of things that are the biggest topics of the game, right? Jalen Hurts and Saquon and Shanahan and Fangio and obviously Nick Sirianni, all those things that are going to really probably decide the football game, injuries, on Sunday. But once in a while, there's some X factors that maybe we don't spend much time on, but they do make a big difference in the game. So let's go through a few here of things I don't think that a lot of time has been spent on, but could swing this football game on Sunday. Number one, you're going to like this one. I'm curious from your perspective. You've been... on teams as they enter the playoffs, probably each year has got its own different kind of feel to it, right? When you guys enter the playoffs, same thing with this Eagles team.
Yeah.
Elliot put this out yesterday, and I'm curious what you think about this, Hugh. So this is from Elliot yesterday. It's an extremely loose and loud Eagles locker room. Players hanging out at each other's locker. One of the loudest locker rooms I ever have been in, just from players talking to each other. A.J. Brown is leading it. That certainly sounds like vibes up.
Yeah.
Hugh, what do you make of it?
I think it's a good thing, man. Okay. Everybody's getting ready for the playoffs. I know it can be taken one or two ways. You can take it like a little cocky or arrogant, but no, it's loose. You want to have your locker room loose. You don't want anybody worried about anything, because as big as this game is, you never want to go in there with bungholitis. And that's what it sounds like, even though you got some guys, some key guys that are working their way back from injury. They're going to be out there. So I like it. I like it a lot.
Well, I mean, it's certainly better than the alternative, right? I mean, I don't know how much it's going to change Sunday either way, but it's good. I mean, they've had a weird year this year where it's felt like at times there was a divide, right? There's all the AJ stuff.
It's funny how the playoffs have shifted everything. Over the last couple of weeks, I think that this adversity has helped draw this team closer together. We saw a couple games ago where AJ and Jalen looked like they're back on good grace.
They're
in good
graces. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm okay with that. Even if it's not real, if it's for the cameras or whatever. I mean, man.
Fine.
I've never been the one to pretend to like somebody. And I don't think that any of those guys are doing that. So I think this is genuine.
Well, I have a question.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Leading what? What's AJ leading?
You mean the
sounds
dozens?
Like the way Elliot said it, they're just hanging out and talking.
Well,
at the locker room.
Maybe it's like a town hall, and he's.
Yeah. What is he leading?
I don't know. Maybe he's just the loudest. I mean, inferring what Elliot means by his tweet, I don't know. No. Maybe he's just the loudest. He's leading all the talk and the camaraderie. I don't know. It's certainly better than the opposite, which was September and October when it's cryptic tweets and you know what was the streamer's name?
Janky Rondo.
I mean, now all that nonsense. We've come a long way. All right,
that's a low bar.
It is. At least we're clearing a low bar. All right, so vibes look like they're up on the upswing. That's X factor number one. X factor number two, one we definitely don't spend much time on, but it always affects these games, is the special teams. Now, heading into the game, Hugh, the better special teams this year statistically has been the Niners. They have been a better kicking team. They have been better at coverage. Their kicker, who is now Eddie Pinheiro, they switched kickers around week two or three. He's been very good. Mm-hmm. We know Jake Elliott hasn't. Now, here's the question. Which Jake shows up? Because...
Playoff Jake.
There's playoff Jake Elliott is a different animal than regular season Jake Elliott. I need playoff Jake to show up. One thing to throw into this conversation is the wind is supposed to pick up Sunday. By the time they kick this thing off, it's going to be pretty windy at Lincoln Financial Field. So I'm interested to see how both coaches handle it. You know, how Shanahan, I mean, he's more conservative than not. Right, he'll kick field goals, but we'll see how the wind is swirling on Sunday. And then I need Jake to make his field goals. And when I say that, I mean like reasonable ones. If they give him one 50 and in, I need it to go in. Like 50 plus, I know I'm dealing with a kicker that just doesn't hit those very often, but 50 and in, Jake's got to be good on those.
Yeah, I'm with you, Joe. You gotta swing that in your favor somehow. You have to figure out a way to play good on special teams and give your defense as much help as they possibly can. You possibly can give them. I think that's how this game is going to go. These are the type of games in these playoffs when you have teams that, like, it's strength on strength, and then you have weakness on weakness. It's those other intangibles in the game that help sway it one way or another. Now you look at it when you talk about special teams, you know, coverage is going to be big. You know, protecting the football is going to be big. Field position is going to be huge. And knowing when to take the points is going to be imperative. It's going to be paramount
and getting the points right. Yeah. So like Sirianni can make the right decision. Like he can make the decision that we all agree with. Take the points, like whatever that is.
Take the points.
But Jake's
got
to make the kick. Otherwise, it doesn't matter what he chooses. All right. Then there's one other matchup that I feel has gone under the radar this week. Donovan McNabb actually the other day said this is the matchup to watch because I can just tell you right now, heading into the game, like when you turn your TV on, they're going to be talking about Fangio and Shanahan, right? Those are the two like all-time good at what they do, guys.
Yeah, good. You're good on good.
Good on good. But the other side is also interesting because each team, personnel-wise or production-wise, doesn't feel good about who they are. So how does that matchup go, right? Robert Saleh, Kevin Petullo, Donovan McNabb was talking about that the other day.
I would say Saleh and Petullo. I would say Kyle because Kyle's going to come up with creative opportunities for Brock to be successful.
Yeah.
And if Vic decides to play that zone defense, it works. It kind of almost works in that favor. I've been in that offense where Kyle's running, and if you're just going to sit and play zone, he's just going to dink and dunk you to death to be able to create over the top. It's more Robert Saleh versus Kevin Petullo because we got to find ways to motion and shift to get guys in creative mismatches so that now we can attack them.
Kevin Petullo's crazy though. Petullo.
That's a lot, how a lot of our callers say.
Yeah, it is.
And you know what's funny when you talk about Kyle Shanahan's defense? I mean, offense. That's exactly what I recall about the offense. It's you take what the defense gives you. If they want to play to not get beat deep, then you take everything underneath.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't know how you're going to answer it. And I don't even know if it's enough sample to even make a conclusion from. Jalen Hurts has faced a Robert Saleh defense once. That was October of 2023. Oh, Eagles lost to the Jets.
I would tell you not, probably not. Not to cut you. I'm going to let you finish your point.
Does it matter? My question was, does it matter? Does that result matter?
No, because I think that when you face them, who's it was with the Jets?
That was the Jets.
And they had Quinnen Williams. Yes. They had the linebacker. They had that Jets defense
Sauce
was pretty
Gardner.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
They had talent. Yeah.
This team is a little banged up. They don't have the talent that Jets team had when they played Jalen. They don't have that. But he's going to try to implement some of that stuff that he did. Like, he's probably going to try to get Jalen to hold on to the ball. He's probably going to try to get Jalen confused a little bit. So that's where you kind of are concerned. How is he going to disguise certain things and get after the quarterback?
Jalen's 0-1 against Zach Wilson.
That was the quarterback on the other side that day.
Everybody's better than Zach Wilson until it's time to be better than Zach
Wilson.
Didn't
he also beat Mahomes or came close to beat? I think they like almost beat them that season.
It was a weird one.
Yeah, it was a weird year. It's a small sample. It's one game. I agree with you, Hugh. He had real players on that defense. He doesn't have many real players on this defense. I will be thinking about it when the game starts. Like, if it struggles, I'm like, maybe Saleh's got something. But I expect the Eagles to move the football.
Yeah, it's kind of like complete opposites because you have a proven good coordinator with a track record, but with terrible personnel versus kind of a chump with no track record.
Oh, poor Kev.
I mean, what we think is really good personnel.
Yeah, you're right. But if Fangio and Shanahan kind of cancel each other out, this is the matchup, right? This is the one that the Eagles should have an advantage. Their offense should move the football on this defense. I think Saleh's good, but they don't have personnel.
See, this is where, and I know you hate when I do that.
I do. I don't even know what you're going to say, but I hate it.
It's when coaching becomes paramount in the NFL. You know, when you talk about two teams that are strength on strength, and which what we're going to have this weekend against our defense and everything, you're going to have to be smart in some of the calls that you make and some of the moments that you're in this game. That has me a little concerned. But,
the Saleh thing?
Yeah, that has me a little concerned. But like I said, 21 points. We put 21 points on the board. We're gonna win that game, guaranteed. 21 points, that's all we need.
Is it a lot to ask of the Vic Fangio's defense against Shanahan to hold them to 20? Because that's what you're asking, right? Or is that fair?
I in my mind, I'm thinking 17. I'm thinking salty, first time out the gate, you've been rested, get after him. Get after him, 17 points.
At home, it's more than fair.
Yeah.
I think 20 is fair. If the Eagles only score 18 points, they are cruising to get upset. I mean, guys, come on. 18?
21 points. Josh.
Well, 21 would win the game if the Eagles only allow 17. My point is, it's a lot to ask the defense to only allow 17 points.
We've been asking this defense to do a lot all season.
Yeah,
long.
And how many times against Shanahan? That's a lot.
But that's what this team is right now, Joe. We have been trying, and we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. Hey, we're going to get it together next week. Well, the weeks are over. The season is gone. It's gone. This offense is what it is. 21 points, Joe. If you give me 21 points at any point in the game, we should win that game, in my opinion.
Yeah, they should.
If the defense is on top of their game.
They should.
Yeah.
They should. I'm 24, I feel good. 21, I'm
21, we win.
I think 20, it works.
24, you can go to the refrigerator and get you an adult beverage and relax a little bit.
17, what happens? What happens?
17, if you you better hope that defense or somebody. It all depends on what we get to 17.
17's getting hairy.
Yeah, I think we're asking for trouble if we only score 17 points. Come on, guys. I mean that.
No, I mean I'm not denying that.
Yeah, that's not enough points. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Eric in California. Hey, Eric.
Hey guys. All right. I'm not just going to guarantee a game. I'm going to guarantee a goose egg, and I can prove it.
A shutout.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah. Hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
How many points did the Niners put up against Seahawks?
What is that? They got kind of shut out in
three.
That one.
Three.
Yeah, they got, yeah.
All right. And was that with the Niners at home or on the road?
It was at home.
All right. And this week they're going to play a better defense, right?
Well,
some would argue that the Seattle Seahawks defense is pretty salty. Some would argue that the conference, the division that they played in was pretty good this year.
I think where it's interesting is that the Eagles haven't been the same defense all season.
They have been better since the bye.
Yeah, I think the version now might be the best.
Yeah, I mean, Eric, in terms of points per game allowed, Seattle was the best. They were number one in the NFL. Eagles were five. But I think they're pretty even, pretty close.
And the Niners are going to be on the road this week. So if they put up only three at home, I think comparable defense can shut them out on the road.
Well, I mean, I think that's awesome. But, like, do you think an offense led by Shanahan's going to get shut down that much twice in a row? That's hard to imagine.
I'm calling it right here.
I don't know if you heard him, Joe, but he guaranteed
it. You know what,
so.
Eric, it's my bad.
I don't think you know how this works.
I can't challenge guarantees. You're right. I'm wrong. Zero. I like it.
Can I ask Hall of Fame Hugh just a few quick questions about his coaching prospects?
Go ahead, yes.
Okay, Hall of Fame Hugh.
Yes.
When you interview for that job, what is going to be your policy on maintaining rhythmic ball play for the Falcons?
Well, you know, I'm not going to really get into rhythmic ball play. I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet. My PR person, Rhea Hughes, is probably – I'm going to have her there assisting me in the meeting. No, they probably won't let me have her in the meeting. But I'm not going to get too much into my offensive philosophy at that point.
What is
I'm going to probably focus on more so on the defensive side.
I'm going to play with guys.
I'm going to play salty defense. If I get this job in Atlanta, I'm going to play salty defense.
Are you going to have an accountability bunny in the locker room?
No accountability bunnies. I'm not going to do that.
Positivity here.
Accountability.
Positivity.
No accountability bunny. But I am thinking about maybe I need to figure out how to get these guys motivated. So maybe I'll probably adopt some Dan Quinn stuff. I'll probably have some Navy SEALs help train with the squad or
Dan
whatever.
Dan Quinn stuff?
Yeah.
What's he ever won?
Well, you know, it's embraced. He went to the Super Bowl his first couple seasons.
There's been almost 60 Super Bowls. Lots of coaches have been in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right about that. I haven't really figured it out yet. I'm still waiting for that phone call. Mr. Blank hasn't called me back
yet. Yeah, well.
Probably not.
All right, man. Good luck with the interview. Go Bird.
Good stuff, Eric. Appreciate it. Are you starting to worry that phone call's not coming in?
I mean, I'm not worried. I mean, I'm sleeping good at night, but it's – you know, as these days, we go past these days.
Your chances are waning.
No, I understand that there's a lot in play before I actually get my interview. The longer I wait, the better it bodes for me, Joe.
Really?
Yeah, because the first domino to fall, let's be real, is John Harbaugh. That's the first domino. And the second domino, is probably going to be a playoff coach. Maybe some of the playoff. Ooh. And then the third or fourth domino is going to be some of the Super Bowl contenders, the Super Bowl participants, I should say.
Yeah.
So then, I'm as long as I haven't gotten that interview, if I hadn't gotten that token interview yet, I'm good. I got a shot.
Okay.
Once I get into the if I'm interviewing in the meat of the interviews, I'm good.
Have you prepped for your interview?
Not yet.
Okay. Well,
still wait.
That's how the
I know Rhea's listening, and you know, not to put no pressure on your PR person, but. Might want to get on those notes for the meeting.
I don't think the PR person does your notes for your interview.
Well, yeah.
She's just going to help you when you stumble in the media.
What do you think a PR person does?
I'm going to pay Rhea handsomely to – she's probably going to have to go above and beyond. She's going to probably be my – what is that? My speech writer? She's going to be my
– I even advise against giving speeches.
My bullet point writer.
Okay.
I'm not going to give it.
At this point, what do you do? What do you do as the coach?
Nothing.
I'm going to be the motivator. Got to figure out how we're going to get them. We're going to do push-ups every day.
Okay.
We're not going to tweet at people. We're just going to let it go.
We're going to put a PowerPoint up. We are not going to tweet at people.
It's us against everybody.
Everyone's like, you're the only one that does this, bro.
Like, bro, what are you talking about?
Could you rival Sirianni's introductory press conference?
I'd be better than that. I ain't going to talk about no trees and plants and
well,
flowers.
Well, he didn't do that in the first one. No. That was October.
Yeah, that was a little more seasoned, Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, I ain't about to do that.
No, the first one was tough.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I'll never forget listening to that. And I was like, oh, God,
what are we doing?
That whole first season was insane. What was the one? He's like, the players right now are attacking rest.
No, I remember he used to say some crazy stuff. I mean, but I like.
He
needed
time to grow. I mean, it happens.
Yeah, I like Coach Sirianni.
And look how far he's come now. I mean,
he's on his way.
Oh, dude, he's changed so much in those press conferences.
I haven't had a glass of milk in probably 20 years.
All right, let's go to Tyler, who's in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Tyler.
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen? Happy Football Friday, Jets!
Tyler, what's up, buddy? You ready?
Oh, man, Hugh?
Yes.
I don't know how many gummies you took before the show, but, man, you starting to come around now, brother.
I don't get high before the show.
They finally starting to wear off.
I don't.
I'm so happy we ain't
that might be that might be more worrisome that you're not getting
you back. Come on.
I don't get high.
I was talking about you in the You People chat. I said, what they do with you?
Listen,
goodness gracious!
I ignore the You People chat. Well, I have not. I'm not high at work. I don't.
You
get
have
high
been
at work.
The star of the YouTube chat.
What are you talking about?
Well, that first segment.
I don't get high at work. I'm combating those allegations first. I don't get. I'm not high.
I am not high. I promise.
I promise you, I'm not high. I'm a professional. What are you talking about?
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Tyler. He said he's not high, so we'll leave him alone.
You might be the only person in Philadelphia to question and guarantee 21 points and still not feel good about it. I don't know
not,
what
I did
I don't
not
know
question
what
it.
You want.
It was
no, I did not question it.
It was an incredible all-time guarantee.
See, you know what I
guarantee mean? They're going to win. No way to score more than 21.
They're going to be booing.
Because how long, Tyler, seriously.
They're going to be booing.
Yeah. Seriously. How long have I been saying that this team ceiling is 21 points?
Yeah, that doesn't usually go with the guarantee, though. That's
no,
the problem.
And they've won
since
games.
The end of November.
They've been winning
You've
games, though.
Since the end of November.
Yeah. And they've been winning games.
Yes. But it's postseason
like
time, baby.
it's postseason
time. It's time to turn up. In honor of Will in the Northeast, because Will got me fired up, I'm going no script, no notes. This is unfiltered Tyler talk. All right? Do you understand that, right?
We are going to do what's required to win the game.
bang, 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 bang,
bone tower.
It's the ending for me.
Wow.
I think he got everything he possibly could out of that phone.
Yeah, and his voice. Both might be cooked. Was that his phone or his voice?
You know, don't know.
He turned into Bane halfway through that thing. That was wild. But he finished strong. I mean, I always wonder if Tyler's going to make it through, and he always finds a way to muster up the energy to get through. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. Confident, nervous, and I guess I have an hour left to make my final decision.
Make your decision, man.
Whether I'm willing to guarantee this thing. I tell you, I have felt more confident as the week has gone on. I felt more confident as the show has gone on, especially with callers like Tyler. Hughes guarantee, not so much. That didn't move the needle for me. But I have gotten more confident. All that coming up. We're going to get, and now we have to get to as well, the segment where Hugh Douglas really shines. We're going to guess the takes for next week in the NFL. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.